This conversation is powered by Google Illuminate. Check out illuminate.google.com for more. Welcome to the discussion. Today, we're delving into a fascinating paper exploring romantic love from both proximate and ultimate perspectives. The authors use Tinbergen's four questions framework to analyze this complex phenomenon. What are the key strengths of this approach for understanding such a multifaceted topic?
Tinbergen's framework offers a powerful integrative lens. By examining the mechanisms, how it works, development, how it emerges, function, its adaptive purpose, and evolutionary history, its origins, we avoid the limitations of focusing on just one aspect. It allows for a more complete and nuanced understanding, revealing interconnections between different levels of explanation.
The paper identifies several mechanisms underlying romantic love. Beyond the well-known neurochemical aspects, what other mechanisms are highlighted and how do they contribute to the overall picture?
Beyond neurochemicals like dopamine and oxytocin, the paper emphasizes social mechanisms like reciprocal liking and proximity. Genetic factors also play a role, influencing mate preferences and individual differences in the experience of love. Understanding these diverse mechanisms is crucial for a complete picture.
The ontogeny section explores the development of romantic love across the lifespan. What are some key developmental aspects highlighted, and how do they relate to the mechanistic and functional aspects?
The paper shows romantic love emerges early, even in childhood, and persists throughout adulthood. Developmental factors, including attachment styles from childhood, significantly influence the experience of romantic love in later life. This developmental trajectory interacts with the underlying mechanisms and the functions love serves.
The paper discusses several functions of romantic love, including mate choice, courtship, sex, and pair bonding. How does the framework help to clarify the adaptive significance of these seemingly disparate functions?
Tinbergen's framework helps show how these functions are interconnected and contribute to reproductive success. Mate choice ensures selecting a suitable partner, courtship secures commitment, sex facilitates reproduction, and pair bonding ensures parental care. The framework reveals the adaptive logic underlying each function.
The phylogenetic perspective explores the evolutionary history of romantic love. What are some of the key evolutionary hypotheses presented, and how do they relate to the other levels of analysis?
The paper explores several hypotheses about the evolution of romantic love, including the co-opting of mother-infant bonding mechanisms. This hypothesis, along with the theory of independent emotion systems, helps explain the neural and hormonal underpinnings of romantic love, linking its proximate mechanisms to its ultimate evolutionary origins.
This discussion has been insightful in highlighting the comprehensive approach of the paper. Thank you.